Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, how is their mom inside the house and outside of the house at the same time?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Sure is. And if you have a real ghost story, we would like to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. And you can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Harper, how's it going today?
It's going good.
So I have a question for you.
What's that?
As I text your father right now, I'm telling on you is what I'm doing. And I talked about this in another episode that every time we do an episode together, look, I'm texting a picture of you right now to your father and saying, I'm going to say, how can I work under these conditions? And so I swear, like every time Harper and I do an episode, I swear you bring props in just to mess with me because she's on Zoom. I don't have my camera on. So she's on Zoom so I can see her. And then she just randomly, like out of the blue, brings out weird things. Like a little bit ago, you had like a back scratcher hand or something.
Yeah.
And I don't even know where all this stuff comes from. And so I'm trying to read a story and be professional as best I can be. I'm probably not the most professional person anyway.
Nobody's professional here, Kit.
No, neither one of us. And then there's Harper, who's trying to make me laugh the whole podcast. Okay, just sent that to your dad. Telling on you.
Tattle tale.
I'll let you know what your dad replies. It's just not right.
He's probably going to text me saying, like put away the glasses.
No, your dad's going to say, let me buy you some more stuff. Because we all know Tony. He loves all that stuff. He would be like, awesome. He's going to like walk in and be, I am so proud of you, honey. And then just walk out. Oh, my God. I just don't know how I work under these conditions. I try so hard.
You have great conditions.
I have horrible work conditions, and you know that. Like, can't you feel the tension right now between us, Harper? I can, obviously. Oh, you. I love you. Ready to hear a story?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. Scary music setting the scene. Although I believe in the paranormal and I love all of the stories, I am scientifically minded. Oh, now she's sticking stuff up her nose. What did you just stick up your nose? What was that? It looks like army men. Are they army men? You just stuck little green army men up your nose. Why? And where did they come from? Can you answer my questions? My God, kid. God, I'm over here trying to be all professional and you got army men up your nose. Okay, I gotta stop. I should just take you off. I just need to minimize this whole damn window. Okay. Starting completely over, put the green army men away. Although I believe in the paranormal and I love the stories, I am I really don't have it together yet. I am scientifically minded, and I always explore the facts before jumping to the conclusion that an experience is paranormal. The story I am about to relate, however, is something that still unnerves me greatly and bothers me to this day. I can't explain it, so maybe you could shed some light on this to put my mind at ease. It happened when my brother and I were children. Myself around 8 and my younger brother 5 years old. We lived alone with our single mother and I believe there was an argument or something one evening. Anyway, I remember her being very angry and walking downstairs to cool off. After a moment, my brother and I followed. Our house wasn't the biggest, so after walking through it several times, we realized we couldn't find her. She was not in the house. We didn't hear the front door opening or closing at all. It was as if she walked downstairs and disappeared. We called her name again and again, but eventually we gave up. Okay, I'm just going to say right here, if you're 5 and 8 years old, something's going on with your mom, you made her mad, she goes downstairs or wherever, and you can't find her, I think that would be kind of terrifying.
Yeah, that would actually be really terrifying.
I mean, you're 10. So if you got in an argument with your dad, and then you went to be like, I'm so sorry, Dad, and he just disappeared, like, that would be freaky.
Yes.
So it goes on, though. Check this out. So we called her name again and again, but eventually gave up. The strangest thing was the fact that the back door and front doors were still locked from the inside. We made our way to the front door again. Now, right next to this front door were our stairs and a small gap underneath for storage, also enough for a few kids to hide in. So, you know that space underneath the closet where you can go in and you put stuff? I'm guessing that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not too good at describing the layout, but the gap under the stairs was facing the door where my brother and I decided to crouch for a while. It was almost like a safe place, we felt. I'd like to stress that we could see the front door and anyone who would go through it. After a minute, we heard the strangest thing outside our house. So loud, and the sound penetrated right through that front door into our little ears. It was the sound of our mother screaming while running down the street. We could hear every thump of her footsteps, and we knew her voice. It was definitely her.
Back to the conversation in just a second. Everybody is talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean. And the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com. And enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. That's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com. Now back to the conversation.
Okay, what do you think about that?
I think that's horrifying.
So number one, they couldn't find their mom. The doors are locked from the inside, so how did that happen?
And now she's screaming and running down the street, running from God knows what.
And you're even hearing her footstep sound. So, like, right now, if you were screaming and running down my street, I could hear you screaming, but I certainly couldn't hear your footsteps. Footsteps, like, that almost sounds like something happening inside the house.
Yeah.
But they definitely felt like it was outside the house. That's really weird. So
maybe it's just like an echo throughout the house.
Yeah. And it had to have been loud. We could hear every thump of her footsteps. So it says, confused and scared, we went to the front door, opened it, and peered out the dark street. Oh, so this is even weirder. It's at nighttime. Hoping to see her. The street lamps illuminated the whole stretch of road enough to see up and down it, but we saw neither our mother nor anyone at all. Closing and locking the door again, we decided to walk around the house, and we went to the living room, and found our mother just sitting there, calmly. I remember my heart quickening and this creepy feeling of unease crawling under my skin. After a moment, I shakily asked where she was, and she turned to me calmly and said, "I've been here the whole time." I mentioned what we heard, the screaming down the street, her disappearance, etc., but through that, her face was calm and relaxed, as if this wasn't weird at all. As an adult, I'm also curious why she wasn't concerned that her kids opened the front door at night by themselves. My brother and I are adults now, but whenever we recall that night, the conversation always dries up and dies off. We cannot explain it at all. It still gives me creeps to this day. Thanks for taking the time to read this and keep up the amazing work. I'll keep listening daily. Gavin. So what do you even think that could have been?
A doppelganger?
A ghostly doppelganger?
It's usually what they are, but yeah.
Do you think that the person in the chair, their mother, who was sitting there calmly, was actually their mother?
No.
So you think that's it? So the mom, who you think she went to bed or something?
I think the mom was actually running from something down the road, but I also think the mom was running from whatever was sitting in that chair.
Oh, that just turned into a creepy ghost story. So do you really think that the thing outside happened, or was it just presented to them in their heads? Like, they both heard it. So it is weird that
happened.
Okay. Now that's really creepy, because the weird thing too is that when you get in a fight with your mom, they don't normally, and you open the front door for no reason at night, your mom would have more questions or be like, have you guys thought about what you've done? Or,
and in the first place, they said the mom went to the basement, and then that thing, whatever was sitting on the couch, was like, I've been here the whole time.
And that sentence to me is weird. I've been here the whole time.
There's something off about it.
And that's a person who doesn't even believe in the... Like, I like the scientific approach, tries to debunk things, but that one, he can't debunk. I don't know what that is. I think your theories makes it even creepier, but dang. Okay,
I'm
so
gonna go
here's...
paranormal.
Here's another... Me too, definitely. 100%. Here is another story. It says, I just listened to a story from Jackie in Wisconsin about her teenage son experiencing banging on the walls. I have been wanting to write in for a while now, and this story made me stop what I was doing and head to the computer to write this. I had a very similar experience when I was 17 years old. I was a pretty moody teenager living with my mom and stepdad. At the time, I had just been dumped quite unexpectedly by my boyfriend a week before my birthday, and I was devastated. I didn't go to school for several days and spent the time crying in my room. I can't recall if it was that night or a couple of nights after the breakup, but I had finally exhausted myself enough to sleep. It was around 2 a.m. as I was drifting off to sleep. Just when I got comfy and my eyes got heavy, I heard the banging. Like Jackie from Wisconsin said, it sounded like someone angry pounding on the wall from the other side. The banging was coming from an exterior wall, so I shot out of bed and looked out the window. Nothing was there. There was no screen on my window, so I opened it and looked up to the roof, nothing, down to the ground, nothing, side to side, nothing. I was on the second story with no trees around or anything else that could have banged against the wall. I shakily sat back on my bed and waited to see if I could hear anything else. The banging.
It reminds me.
What?
Of the story of the woman and her head, like, on the second story window.
Yeah, we talked about that a few episodes back. Like, she saw a woman in the garden, and then next thing you know, the woman's face was right at the second story window.
Yeah.
That was so creepy. So then she sits down. The banging happened again. This time on another wall. An interior wall that I was sitting right next to. Okay, that would scare the crap out of you. Just as you're sitting there going, is it going to happen again? It happens again right next to you. I jumped up and ran into the next room where the banging was coming from. It was an empty guest bedroom, and after checking the room and looking out the windows, I couldn't find anything that could be the cause. At this time, I was freaking out, but in fight mode, and brazenly walked around checking the whole house. All was quiet. I went back upstairs to my room and I sat on my bed again. Not long after, the banging happened again, this time on a third wall, the one where my closet is. I ran to the closet, opened it to check, and of course there was nothing there. This time the room on the other side of the wall was my parents' bedroom, so I went to wake them up. It says a lot about my agitation that I woke up my stepdad, since we didn't get along at all and had a very negative relationship. He got up, checked around, and didn't see or hear anything. He said he would check the garage for animals in the morning. I went back to my room, shaking and unable to sleep. I stayed awake the rest of the night watching TV. It went by in a blur, and I didn't hear the banging anymore that night. The next morning, my stepdad and I looked up in the rafters of the garage for anything that could have made the noise and found no sign of anything. I knew it wasn't an animal, but I had to check anyway. The banging did not happen the next night or ever again. I felt like I was being toyed with, like I was in a cage and something was banging on the sides to get a reaction. That's so creepy. I have more stories to share for the next time and will write in again soon. Heather in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So here's my weird story. So in the last house I lived in, I was in bed one night, sound asleep, and I woke up and I heard like, and I remember, I've told this story before on this show, but I heard like that, like knocking sounds loud. And I was like, what the hell is that? And I kept hearing it over and over again. And so my dog was in bed with me, so it's not him. I don't know how the cats could be making that noise. So finally, after a while, I thought, well, maybe the cat stuck. Maybe there's like a raccoon got in the house and is messing with something, or a possum. I don't know what it is. But it's weird because it's like coming from inside your house and you got to get up and look. Is it something in distress? So I got up and I stopped because it seemed like it was coming from the wall that the bedroom shared with the living room. And against that wall was the piano. So I'm looking at the wall in the dark and I'm like, is it coming from the piano? And right then I heard a, and it's like coming from the piano. So it's not a cat because cats can't get behind the piano, but it was coming from the piano. So I got into bed. I'm living with my friend. He's in his bedroom. He doesn't hear a thing. The next morning, I'm like, did you not hear that banging going on last night? He's like, no. And I go, well, it was coming from the piano. I'm too afraid, but could you pull out the piano? Because I don't know if something's going to pop out from there. I don't know what it was. So he pulls out the piano and there's nothing there. I have no idea to this day what it was, but something was pounding or banging on that wall. So I could totally relate to this story because I don't know what that was. As I'm laying there in bed, I'm like, and then I put pillows over my head and I put like my earbuds in with ambient noise, like some white noise on Spotify or something that I could listen to.
I mean, like, unless something was like weirdly like positioning the piano to like hit the wall.
Pianos are heavy.
Yeah. So really it heavy. Be like a brazier or anything.
If it was something inside the piano, there's all these strings and stuff inside the piano, so you would almost hear some strings making that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really think it was from inside the piano. I don't know. I have no idea what it was.
Neither do I.
Heather in Ann Arbor, Michigan, we would love to help you explain what happened, but all we can do is confirm that it happens to other people, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. Creepy, since it happened to me. Well, if you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.